Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We can't call ourselves San Diego's morning show without doing something that's so San Diego, duh.
And we've done it more than one time this week. It's a bonus.
Taco News.
Listen, the only thing I like better than the words taco news are the words free tacos. And good news, they're both involved in this story.
They are. You know, earlier in the week, we were talking about how real homemade tacos, right? Real good homemade tacos made the right way are a very healthy food for you. If that didn't get you to go out and get some tacos, maybe this will. This is about a family who went to get tacos at their favorite taco shop, but the credit card machine went down and they didn't have cash. Well, what changed that? A random guy who gave him a $100 bill and then got rewarded for it.
The cell system went down, so we were only taking cash.
So I was really bummed. I was like, no.
Felt like, just come on in and have some tacos. So I followed him out, gave him a $100 bill.
And I was like, no way. And then he said, yes, dinner is on me tonight. And I was like, thank you so much. I said, here, we have $20 cash. You have Venmo. I can Venmo you. And he was like, no, don't even worry about it.
If I had a chance to do it over again, I'd do it over again 100% of the time every day.
What you just heard was the voice of the second coming of God. A man that gives strangers $100 and he doesn't ask for anything back, and the only thing he wants to do is give them tacos. This might be the best person in the history of people.
Not only was the family excited and happy to have their tacos, that the general manager of the restaurant decided to give that man free tacos for the rest of the year.
We just wanted to thank him, really, because I think he deserves it, even though he probably wasn't intending for this to have the impact that it did.
I think that's the best story I've ever heard in my life.
The best?
The best. Call that an overstatement if you must, but in the history of stories, that is the best story I've ever heard in my life. And you know why? Because it's
Taco News.
Taco News.
Free taco news. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Kim in El Cajon. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hey, Kim, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Kim, I've got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you're getting $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne wants to play Professor X in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Lawrence is already known for playing Morpheus in what sci-fi movie series?
Blade.
Things got a little testy on The View when the ladies grilled Cheryl Hines about her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Has The View been on for more or less than 30 years?
Less.
Celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse celebrated a birthday this week. What one-word catchphrase is Emeril known for shouting out while cooking?
Bam.
Sarah, Duchess of York, turned 66 this week. Fergie used to be married to Prince Andrew and also famously was a spokesperson for what nutrition wellness company?
I don't know.
And finally, the band Perry is down another member. Reed Perry just announced he's leaving the band. The original trio was Kimberly Perry, Reed, and their younger brother, Neil Perry. Now it's just Kimberly. The band Perry's biggest hit is...
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses.
Fill in the missing lyric from that classic hit. Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she what?
Goes to bed.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Kim, what's happening with you today?
Just going to work. I work in a grocery store. I run the e-commerce department.
All right. You see, I never would have thought about an e-commerce department at a grocery store, but you're the boss. Good to know. Tammy, yeah. Kim and El Cajon today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Lawrence Fishburne wants to play Professor X in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Lawrence is already known for playing Morpheus. And what sci-fi movie series?
The Matrix.
The Matrix. Kim went with Blade. It's 1-0 Tammy. Things got a little testy on The View when the ladies grilled Cheryl Hines about her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Has The View been on for more or less than 30 years?
I'm trying to think. 25. Was it on before then? Oh, Lord, I'm going to say more.
It's less than 30, but not much. 28 years that show has been on. And Kim went with less, so it's 1-1. Celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse celebrated a birthday this week. What one-word catchphrase is Emeril known for shouting out while cooking?
Bam!
Bam is right. Kim knew that. It is 2-2. Sarah, Duchess of York, is 66. Fergie used to be married to Prince Andrew. Best decision she ever made to get out of that. And also famously was a spokesperson for what nutrition wellness company?
I believe Weight Watchers.
She was on Weight Watch. Kim didn't know. It's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, the band Perry is down another member. Reed Perry just announced he's leaving the band. The original trio was Kimberly, Reed, and Neil Perry. Now it's just Kimberly. So I guess it's just Perry. Anyway, their biggest hit is...
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses.
Fill in the missing lyric from that classic hit. Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she what?
I don't know. I'm trying to place that part in the song and I can't.
She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors.
Lord, make me a rainbow. I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors.
Man, can Kimberly write a nice song. Mm-hmm. Today we finish with a score of Tammy 3, Kim 2. Kim, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we are qualifying you for a great prize.
If you are that winner, you'll be going to Las Vegas to see Tim McGraw. It includes tickets to a show, a 2-night stay at the Flamingo Las Vegas, and a $100 gas card.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Kim, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kim in El Cajon, and I pumped out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So in another chapter of my stupid life, I'm in trouble again here at the radio station, and now nationwide, throughout the company that owns us, Odyssey. Because of me, apparently, I have destroyed the Odyssey corporate Uber account. I have more charges...
Not destroyed, John. It was a benefit that was taken away from everybody.
Because of me, mm-hmm. Allegedly. Also allegedly, I have used the company Uber account more than any other person in the state. If this is true, need to make amends and apologize. And today is a tough one because joining us right now, there's no bigger boss. This is Tim Roberts. This is the Vice President of Programming nationwide for the company that owns us, Odyssey. It's a free app, AUDACY. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Tim, I'm sorry. I guess I have no other thing to say except I'm sorry that I did this. I thought I was being responsible using the company account to, you know, work and go to events. They were all work events, but apparently I am the reason why the benefit has been taken away from all the employees, and for that I am sorry.
Well, listen, as you can tell, I'm driving right now. I'm driving because I can't use an Uber. Because I have to take Uber all the time for corporate reasons. And unfortunately, right now, it's not working. Because, you know, you blew it, man.
Tim, again, I'm sorry. In my defense, it wasn't like I was driving to meet my boys in Tijuana. Every event...
No, but our Padres game's part of that? Oops.
Tim, you're right. You are driving now because there's no Uber, and that is allegedly because of me, and I don't know how else to say I'm sorry.
You gotta stop saying allegedly, honey, if you're apologizing. You have to take responsibility.
Well, pardon me. Tim, hang on for 1 second. I know you're the boss, but hang on. Pardon me if I'm a bit dubious that nobody else in America has spent more money on Uber account than I have. I still have a hard time believing that. But, Tim, I mean, you see the numbers. That's accurate?
Extraordinary numbers on your part. I don't even know what to say about that. Other than, I got to go. We're going to have to talk later, offline. Obviously, it's an HR thing, and I will get back to you.
Okay. All right, Tim. Well, drive safely.
Bye.
Thank you. This went real well. Great.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah.
Was a little heavy.
Yeah, that got weird. That got really weird.
I think you're fine.
Do the words, that's an HR thing, ever equate to you'll be fine? ... Until Monday?
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
I am so glad to see that producer Jessica walked into the studio with a box of decorations because, young lady, what happened with you? Usually our studio is filled already with Halloween decorations.
Well, yeah. And what's more, your studio, Jessica works in the studio right next to ours. Mm-hmm. Your studio has been decorated for weeks. Your house has been, I'm not even sure you took down last year's Halloween decorations from your house. So what gives? Why is our studio not usually as festive as it is on every other holiday?
I've been busy. That's really
well, that
the
I know.
Only excuse.
That I know, but you love doing this part.
I do love doing this part. I literally have had no extra time
so
lately.
So everybody understands. It's not like John and I are bossing her around.
No.
Get this done, get that done.
I actually take offense to that. I am bossing her around.
Oh, yes.
I want decorations in here, darn it. And I'm usually the guy that says it's too early. But right now it's smack dab in the middle. In fact, it's almost getting to be too late.
Yeah, I know. I've been extra busy this year, but they're going to happen today after the show. I'm going to decorate the studio. I've got new decorations, too.
Are we going scary or are we going cute Halloween? I'm more of a scary guy myself.
We're a little scary in here. We've got this beautiful zombie head.
Oh, okay. Look at that. He looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Kind of slothy. I figured he's going to wear a Padres hat.
Oh.
I actually like that look a lot.
I know, it's good. All of these actually come from a garage sale I went to at Chemo's house.
So wait a minute.
Chemo's Door of Doom?
Yes. All of this is
Chemo's. Our afternoon stud, Chemo, had a garage sale, and at his garage sale were Halloween decorations, and you went, how come we didn't hear about this?
I saw it on his wife's Facebook. That's the only reason I saw it. And they had Christmas decorations, too. I got a lot of stuff from his house.
That is a good question, though.
Yeah.
As God is my witness, I don't think I've ever stepped foot in Chemo's. That's not true. I've never been to one party at Chemo's house.
I've never been to his house.
I've never been to a garage sale at Chemo's house, though.
Yeah. Oh, it was really fun.
I wonder what Chemo has in his personal stash of stuff.
Okay.
There.
Forget the Halloween thing, because you're going to decorate today. It's going to be fantastic. We'll put up pictures later.
I'd much rather hear about what Chemo's selling at his garage sale.
Yeah. Tell us some of the fun things that were there.
Like, it was all very Chemo-centric stuff. A lot of stuff from Hawaii.
Like, a lot of tiki statues.
Tiki stuff.
Okay.
Snowboarding stuff.
Maybe a lot of various glass-looking vases, but they're not vases.
A lot of... No, no, none of that.
So, Chemo had a garage sale, and it was normal.
It was a normal garage sale.
That's kind of a drag.
It is.
I know. But I got a lot of fun stuff for our studio. So
I don't want Chemo to have like a rake in his garage.
No.
I want him to have like a distillery or a gambling hall or something interesting. A tank of dolphins.
Right.
Wait a second.
His own set of firewalkers. I don't know.
You got a bag of fertilizer in here? A work table? You're normal? That's
I
a drag.
Love it. Anyway, producer Jessica will post the pictures once the studio is decorated. And feel free to call Chemo this afternoon and tell him what a normal guy he is.
What a drag. What a drag.
I know.
Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's no other way to describe this except this. This woman is wearing farty pants.
So she bought these leather pants from The Gap. Loved the look. Until she figured out there's a big problem with them when you go to squat down or bend down.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then, that did not come from my, no, them pants. You got some explaining to do.
You can see the video for yourself on John and Tammy's Facebook page.
She's squatting in those pants, and the pants are legit making that noise.
And she's upset, too, because they're expensive. You know, you don't expect your expensive clothes to act so trashy.
There's no other way to describe it.
Yes.
Those are farty pants. I own a pair of farty shoes. You've actually heard my
shoes.
Have. Mm-hmm. I love these shoes. I cannot wear them because every time I wear them, I have to over-explain to people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not me. That, mm-hmm. No, I swear, it's my shoes. Mm-hmm. Think you're protesting a bit too much there, farty. I swear, it's not me. It's my shoes. They're Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
I love them because they're black and they're leather.
Mm-hmm.
This must be a leather thing.
Could be.
And when I walk with them, and it's only one. I can't explain it.
Just one foot is farty?
It's my right shoe. My right shoe is a farty shoe. I don't know how else to put it. It sounds, people turn around when I'm walking behind them, and I have to actually let them know with a look, shoe.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's my
shoe. They kind of like nod down
sure
to my
is.
Shoe, and they're, again, with the mm-hmm. And even if they don't say mm-hmm, their eyes sure do. Mm-hmm.
Now, John, if you, when you were a kid, if you ever had corduroys, it was the same thing.
Oh, yes.
The corduroys make the terrible sound when you're walking. And women, because 99% of us, our thighs touch each other because we're normal humans when we walk in those pants every time. It's so embarrassing.
Don't think eighth grade boys didn't take advantage of that in my school. We all had to wear corduroys for our Catholic school uniform over at St. Rita's.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually told to stop doing that. And then we'd be like, stop doing what?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. Say it. Say it. You can't say farty pants, Sister Rita, can you?
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Yvonne is in Escondido. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please get out of the studio?
Yes, good luck.
Yvonne, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know, Yvonne, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
HBO is doing a documentary about Kiko. Kiko is the orca whale and the star of the whale movie Free Who? Jim Carrey is in talks to star in a live-action version of this classic cartoon about a futuristic family headed by George and Jane, their kids Judy and Elroy, and their dog Astro. What is the show and the family named?
The Jetsons.
Happy birthday to actor Tim Robbins, whose most famous role was playing prisoner Andy Dufresne in what movie?
Know that one.
Everybody's freaking out about that AI actress Tilly Norwood. Ryan Reynolds found a customer named Tilly Norwood, a real human being, and put her in a commercial for his cell phone company, which is called what?
T-Mobile.
And finally, the Golden Girls Christmas Experience is opening in San Diego on November 19th. On the show, in what city do the Golden Girls live?
Chicago.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Yvonne, what's going on with you today?
Just going to work.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I work for the Sessor County Recorder's Office.
Oh, okay. All right. Yvonne today did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
HBO is doing a documentary about Kiko, the orca whale, who was the star of the whale movie Free Who?
Willy.
Free Willy is correct. Yvonne knew that. 1-1. Jim Carrey is in talks to star in a live-action version of this classic cartoon about a futuristic family headed by George and Jane, their kids Judy and Elroy, and their dog Astro. What is the show and the family named?
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
And by the way, everything in that show except the flying cars has come true.
It's fun.
FaceTime, the robots doing the, you know, cleaning.
And here's the funny thing. The only thing I want is the flying car.
Yeah.
It's 2-2. Yvonne knew that. Happy birthday to actor Tim Robbins, whose most famous role was playing prisoner Andy Dufresne in what movie?
Oh my God, I was just watching Morgan Freeman talk about this. The Green Mile. No. Not The Green Mile.
Long Stephen King book.
Yes.
Shawshank Redemption.
He said that's the only reason why it didn't do well when it was in theaters in the beginning, because people couldn't remember the name of it and they kept calling it all these different things.
Well, the movie is based on a novel, a short story by Stephen King. It was not called Shawshank Redemption. So that might be the reason why. Still considered one of the best movies of all time. 2-2 tie. Timmy, everyone's freaking out about that AI actress Tilly Norwood. Ryan Reynolds found a customer named Tilly Norwood, a real human being, and put her in a commercial for his cell phone company, which is called what?
Which one is his? It's the green one.
You're right. It is the green one.
Yes. It's not T-Mobile. It's, oh my God, I'm just falling apart today. It's the green one, but I can't remember.
Yvonne also said T-Mobile. That's funny. Yeah. Mint Mobile.
Mint.
Hence the green, still 2-2. Interesting. And finally, the Golden Girls Christmas Experience is opening in San Diego on November 19th. On the show, in what city do the Golden Girls live?
They live in Florida, but where in Florida? Boca Raton? No.
You're being much too specific. Miami.
Oh.
Today, look at that. We finish with a tie, a very underwhelming 2-2. Underwhelming for Tammy, not you, Yvonne. You did just fine. Which means, unfortunately, no money from Tammy, Yvonne, but you've qualified for a great prize.
If you are the winner, you are going to see Tim McGraw in Las Vegas. It also includes a 2-night stay at the Flamingo Las Vegas and a $100 gas card.
Thank you.
Yvonne, have a wonderful day at work. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. What is one thing that scared you as a child that still to this day scares you as an adult?
I was surprised in a recent survey. It said that 3 out of 10 adults are still afraid of the dark.
And Izzy, you're one of them. You are afraid of?
The dark. Yes, I am.
Like so much so that you still sleep with lights on?
Yes, I do. 2.
Tammy, Izzy so afraid of the dark as an adult still? She sleeps with 2 lights on every night.
Izzy, what made you afraid of the dark? Do you know? Was there something that happened to you that made you afraid of it?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I don't know, just the dark just scares me. Yeah. I love daylight. I love the morning. I love the sunrise.
Izzy is an anti-vampire. I understand. Many people are afraid of things, even as an adult, that they were as a kid. You know, I'm trying to think. My only biggest fear, rats. Rodents. I wonder if that is something that happened to me as a kid. I can't remember anything that would make it to the point where I can't even look at a rat on a movie screen without closing my eyes or getting at least a bit squirmish. Unless, I can't think of anything just like Izzy's. I have no idea why.
Unless it's Ratatouille. You're fine with Ratatouille.
Oh, come on. Cartoon mouse that likes food? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I? 833-287-1037. Something that scared you as a kid that still scares you now as an adult.
Mike, you're up, hon.
I had five sisters that had all kinds of those dolls. I'm always afraid of the dolls become possessed like demons, like Annabelle type thing. And my wife, when she was a kid, was afraid of Bigfoot, and she still is.
I'm sorry, Mike. Your wife's afraid of what?
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. How interesting is that? Has she ever had an occurrence with Bigfoot? Is that why?
No, but she thinks he's in our backyard.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
She have a creek bed with palm trees, and she feeds raccoons at night, and she's always looking for Bigfoot. Make sure he doesn't get her.
You know, a less than compassionate husband would be taking advantage of that.
Well, I was gonna, you know, maybe he gets to hug her a lot closer and tighter because of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's what
sure,
I was thinking,
honey,
too.
You're
I
wasn't afraid of Bigfoot. Come here.
I wasn't at all thinking, make sure the dishes are done or the Bigfoot's going to get you.
Oh, my God, John.
I told you I wasn't thinking that. 833-287-1037. Things that scared you as a kid that kind of still scare you now. Corey, how about you?
So when I was about 4 years old, I got a pet hermit crab, and I just got done eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and apparently I had some peanut butter on my lip, and unbeknownst to me, hermit crabs love peanut butter, and so he started crawling on my shoulder, and I looked over at him, and as soon as I looked over at him, he reached out his pincher and latched onto my lip, and he would not let go at all, and I was running through my living room in just my underwear, my Spider-Man underwear, screaming and yelling. Had this hermit crab hanging off my lip, and my dad had to get a pair of pliers and like pry his claw apart. Even today, like I've got three kids now, and we were at the beach last summer, and they're like, "Dad, can we get a hermit crab?" I'm like, "No."
Oh God, Corey, that is great. I'm surprised you didn't punish the kid. You probably did. I guess it makes sense to be afraid of crabs.
Oh my God. 833-287-1037. Something that scared you as a kid.
A lot of college kids have that fear.
And it still scares you as an adult. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. AJ, what were you afraid of as a kid that now, as an adult, it still scares you?
When I was in the second grade, I was just sitting there a regular day in class or whatnot. It was a spring day, feel the breeze and everything, and I had this tapping on my chest. I looked down, and like just right in front of my nose was a big praying mantis just sitting on my chest in the middle of my second grade classroom. Ever since then, every time I see one, I just freak out and get that flashback of just looking down and seeing a praying mantis on my 7-year-old box.
I can totally imagine that, because they're not harmful bugs, but when you're 7, that bug can look pretty horrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky. I don't know if you remember that show Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but there was that monster on there that like talked to him all the time. I always reminded of that as well.
That's great. Thanks, AJ. Take care, man.
That's great.
3 out of 10 adults are still afraid of the dark. 833-287-1037. Crystal in San Marcos, what's something that you were afraid of as a kid that still scares the daylights out of you?
Oh my goodness, my mom told me that if I play with my belly button, my butt would fall off. So to this day, I'm still afraid of belly buttons.
That your butt would fall off?
Yeah. Well, that's what my mom told me when I was little. So to this day, my husband will stick his finger in his belly button and chase me around the house.
And contrary to what your mom told you, you still have a butt?
Yeah, it's still there.
All right. God, your mom was lying to you all this time. Despite what your mom tells you, you won't go blind either.
Okay. Oh, okay. You know, it's when parents get exasperated, sometimes they say the dumbest things to try to get you to stop.
Wait, you mean dumber than because I said so?
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's a good enough reason, John, and you know it.
I swore to myself I would never say that to my kids, and I do it. I did it
sure.
all the time.
When I was a kid, I had two sisters, and a lot of times my mom would have us all take a bath together, and you get splashed around and goofing around, and we would spit the bath water at each other. My mom was grossed out by it.
As she should be.
So she one day said, you know, if you swallow dirty bath water, you'll end up getting polio.
Ah, so a rather dated statement, but it made sense back then, I suppose.
And here's the thing. I didn't realize that dirty bath water didn't have the potential to cause polio until I was an adult. I believed it for the longest time.
Well, so in that case, so there's a moral to be taught here.
Yes.
And when you lie to your kids to scare them, remember that they could scar them for life. You know, although disgusting as it is, drinking bath water will not give you polio.
I would, John, don't you dare judge me on that. Almost every kid who takes a bath ends up with bath water in their mouth. Come on. It's true, and you know it. But
and none of them have polio, thank goodness.
That's not what causes it. Thank you very much.
By the way, if you're asking, go ahead and ask your great-grandparents what polio is.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.